to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It went through really quick. No one really had anything telling me, don't do it. Several of us talked. We thought, you know, this isn't good. It's not good for the state. No one had said anything, and we thought, well, we'll vote for it. We made a mistake.
Here's Arizona State Senator Steve Pierce explaining why he voted for Arizona's controversial anti-gay bill, which he now thinks was a mistake. The anti-gay bill is the number one item discussion-wise. Controversy on the Countdown, the Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing things that have happened in the world of News Talk Radio, News Talk Television, for the week of February the 24th to the 28th. Talkers Magazine in high gear, division of Talkers.com, the folks who monitor a lot of the talk radio programs in individual markets all across the country, as well as the national hosts as well. Number 10 was the policy announced by the NFL regarding using the N-word on the field. Winter weather, number 9. Afghanistan, number 8. Bitcoin controversy, number 7. Obamacare, number 6. Immigration legislation, number 5. Ukrainian unrest, number 4. Presidential race, number 3. Military budget cuts, number 2. And Arizona's anti-gay bill, number 1. From our affiliate in Tucson, The Truth 104.1, host John Justice talks to one of his callers who focuses in on what the Republicans ought to be doing.
Let's talk to Christine. Good morning, Christine.
Okay, here's my take on this as more of a battle strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Is when you have all the Republicans, and it was 100% of the Republicans, but 3 who are more Democrat than Republican, vote on a bill and vote yes on a bill. And then you have a side which is basically being controlled by the progressive liberal movements come out screaming. My first reaction is just to side with the Republicans. Why you're trying to figure it out?
Your first reaction is to what?
Side with the Republicans. Side with my team. Side with my side. It's just like on a playground. Your side's sitting there yelling at somebody.
Right.
You come over, you get behind your team.
Well, sure. Sure. But if your team is making a mistake, that's kind of a silly thing to do.
But out of the gate, you defend your team, and a lot of people didn't do that. You know, everybody was listening to the other side who has the media. This thing was fought in the media, and that's one of the things that scares me.
You're right. It unfortunately takes place on a playing field that tends to lean left a lot of the time, if not all of the time. So it's unfortunate for our side that the playing field that we have to play on ends up being one that caters to the left. That just means that tactically speaking, we got to be better at playing on that playing field. It's that playing field's not going anywhere.
But our side didn't come out defending the Republicans immediately.
Well, you had the 3 that jumped off board for their own reasons. But even if those 3 had stayed, I doubt that anything would have changed. I don't think that the controversy would have been just as big as it was. You would have had just as many calls for boycotts as what was taking place. You still would have had the NFL all up in arms. And Governor Jan Brewer probably still would have vetoed it. The controversy wouldn't have died down if those 3 individuals had gone and stuck to the bill. It still would have been there. This kind of snuck in to go and change wording on something that already existed, that already had protection for business owners. And I don't disagree with that. I'd like to see that layer of protection. But all we did was walk out with the bat and hit the hornet's nest.
Okay, John, we can't lose the majority of Republicans in this state. This is a Republican state. Most of our legislative districts are like 22 and 30% Republican. If we can't come out now, you know, Ted Cruz said last night, and it's a perfect statement, you don't win elections by burying your head in the sand. You win elections by drawing a line in the sand and going on the offense. And the way I see this was the Republicans were for once in our lives playing offense. And the minute we came up against them, they stood up as a defense. They stood up and we went, oh my gosh, and we turned around and ran away.
Well, I just believe that in that playing offense, it was a really, really bad play. And it could have been played a lot better.
Because
look at our outcome. Look what the outcome was. The outcome was horrible.
Up next, more on Arizona's anti-gay bill. That's what we were talking about next. You got the next part of this, right? Next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog, and Granger.com. Okay, that's 2 things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed, may take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Grainger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
March is finally here, and you know what that means. It's the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. Look for the green tags and get your new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. That's not a big deal. It's a huge deal. Like a Rogue acoustic guitar for only $39, or D'Addario guitar strings, three sets for $10. Seriously, spot the green tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of green tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
That's the Talk Radio Review. Mr. Doug Steffen here, along with a lot of Mr. and Mrs. and Mrs. who are in the world of talk radio, discussing the top 10 from this past week. The anti-gay bill in Arizona, number 1, so we'll start there and move up to number 10. Here's host Jeff Tyson with attorney Ken Riley. They discussed the bill in Arizona and the governor's decision on it.
This was not just a moral thing for the governor here. This was about revenue as well and the economy of her state, right?
Well, it was political. In politics, always comes money. So, you know, right off the bat, you had, both U.S. senators, notably Senator John McCain, saying, please don't do this. You had Apple Corporation, who had just in November agreed to put a plant or put a major facility in Phoenix, say, don't do this, don't sign this. You have an NFL history dating back to the 80s. And a franchise in Arizona that says this is not a good idea. So while there is political pressure on one side, because, as you know, Governor Brewer is one of the most conservative governors. She's well known. If you recall, she's the governor that shook her finger at, on the tarmac when, President Obama landed in Arizona. So, she is extremely conservative, but, she's also a little known to be a little socially liberal. So this is not a huge surprise, but there were a lot. I know that she was under a lot of pressure, and she ultimately vetoed this bill.
Allowing people to come in and shop no matter what sex they are. And what about the blowback on this now? I mean, so businesses are not allowed to openly, you know, discriminate based on religious beliefs. Okay, fine. Now what happens when, say, for instance, a Muslim-run bakery gets somebody that walks in there and a customer wants to buy a cake that says, Allah sucks. I mean, are they going to have to, by law, as a Muslim baker owner, make that cake?
Well, it's not so much by law, but what where this all falls is the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Now, of course, the First Amendment is the right to free exercise of religion. I can exercise whatever religion I choose, mm-hmm. and you can't discriminate against me for that. The 14th Amendment says this, and I want you to listen. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor deny any person the equal protection of those laws. And that is also, that encompasses religion. So, based on your fact scenario where someone goes into a Muslim-owned bakery and says, I want you to put something on there about hating Christians or something like that, that person could ultimately agree or refuse to do that, but would that person be open to a civil lawsuit? Okay, there's not going to be any criminal penalties, but could that person right. be open to a civil lawsuit? And the answer to that is yes, but then you actually have to have somebody take that case. You actually have to have the judge say that that's a viable case to go to a jury to be heard, and I just don't know that that's the case.
The Arizona anti-gay bill, what we're talking about here, our host Bruce St. James and Mike O'Neill, along with Pamela Hughes, talking about the ridiculous argument by some that the Arizona anti-gay law had anything at all to do with religion.
I was really, I'm going to say pleasantly surprised, because I'm going to admit that, pleasantly surprised at the religious community, specifically the Christian community here in the city of Phoenix, a majority of them, certainly the leaders, coming out and saying, this bill is not in keeping with Christian principles.
Right. Love thy neighbor.
Denying services to people, denying goods and services, and by the way, baking a cake for a same-sex couple is not a sin.
No.
Right?
Right.
And if it is a sin, if you believe that it is, oh boy, have you opened yourself up. Because I'd actually have more, I'd have respect for it, because I currently don't have respect for people that support this bill because they hate homosexuals or they believe that it's a sin and they're all going to go to hell and they're worried about getting the gay on them. I'd have more respect for them if they also denied services to people that are divorced to come in, that one or more of the couple has been divorced, even opposite sex and want a cake, you know? Or what if they've had premarital sex? I'm not making you a cake. Sinner! Sin.
But how I've seen this bill, Bruce, not that I support it, but how I see it is that what this is doing is not to allow discrimination to happen, but that if somebody chooses not to provide a service, that they cannot be sued.
Right. But the only reason they would deny the service and the only example they can give of denying service leading to the lawsuit is denying same-sex couples
not necessarily.
Their business.
It could also be a pharmacist who denies the morning-after pill.
It could, but it just hasn't happened. And I think once you start to legislate this type of prejudice, I think then you will start seeing all these. I think you will start seeing other religions saying, well, if or other groups saying, well, if we're going to be discriminated against and now there's legal protection for it, well, guess what? We can do the same. We'll do the same. It's like a religious tit for tat.
Right.
I mean, you wouldn't want to repair the car of a Jewish man, right? Because what if he uses that car to go to the synagogue? And by the way, the Bible instructs people that they have no other gods before a Christian God. So therefore, sinner, if you are fixing the car of a Jewish man, if you're going to believe it, believe all of it. Don't cherry pick. It's just the gays that are causing this attack on my religious freedom. Be consistent. I'd have more respect for you if you were consistent. I'd have a lot more respect if they were consistent. We don't serve fat people because gluttony is a sin.
All right, stand by. In a moment, we're going to move away from the discussion of the Arizona bill to budget cuts in the military announced earlier this week. So we'll get to that next here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes.
If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, TRCS. I'm Doug Steffen, number two this week in the countdown. The military and whether or not cutting the budget is going to hurt our ability to protect ourselves. Host Richard Randall with Congressman Doug Lamborn of Colorado. Lamborn's concerned about the defense secretary, concerned about the proposed cuts, and he expresses his concerns here.
You knew that this was coming in terms of there being cuts, but the specifics of them we're now looking at. And this is a guy, Chuck Hagel, who is saying, well, you know, we're never going to have another one of these situations where we're in it for a long term and we have to provide stability and conduct a long-range operation. How does he know that? How in the world does anybody know that? And when this administration is gone, who knows what we're going to have to deal with? I would hate the idea that we might have a Republican president and we have a conflict in the world and we're not prepared to go.
Richard, everything you're saying is exactly right. And actually, the policies of this president will make it more likely that we have conflict in the future, because I believe, like Ronald Reagan says, that strength deters aggression, whereas weakness invites aggression. And we're showing ourselves weak. You can look at so many examples, you know, leading from behind here and there, going soft on Iran. So I'm really concerned. And Chuck Hagel does not have a crystal ball. And there's no way that they can say that they know what the future holds. So these cuts, Richard, I am very skeptical about them. And I'm going to be working on the Armed Services Committee to make sure that we do not make any precipitous cuts like he wants.
All right. I know that you've got a busy schedule. I will let you go. I appreciate you joining us here this morning. Any final thoughts before you go, Congressman Doug Lamborn?
Well, Richard, under the Constitution, the nation's defense is the top order and a priority for the government. And yet this administration doesn't seem to understand that. They take it for granted. They're making the budget for defense a punching bag. And I really do not like that.
The 2016 presidential race, number three in the countdown, host Kevin Meeks and Karen Henderson talking to Robert Verbruggen from RealClearPolitics.com about Senator Rand Paul, who a lot of people see as the front runner in the Republican sweepstakes for the president.
What is it about Rand Paul, perhaps, that he is doing right now to be the front runner with a long way yet to go before they get to the home stretch?
I think the biggest thing he's done is get his name out in a way that appeals to a lot of Republicans. He's been very critical of the president, while at the same time sort of sticking at his own sort of libertarian worldview. Going after the NSA, going after drone strikes, all the while, advocating lower taxes. So I think he's managed to put together kind of a package that not all Republicans, but a lot of Republicans really like, and while raising his name recognition so that he gets ahead in a lot of these polls.
Now, Robert, when you say a lot of Republicans, you're talking about voters. How does the establishment feel about him?
Well, that's surprisingly, he's done a pretty good job of keeping up his ties with the establishment while not becoming one of them. He has a very good relationship with, for example, Mitch McConnell. So he's managed not to alienate himself from the establishment so that he's not sort of shutting himself out of important connections that he would need to run for president, while at the same time, very much identifying with the Tea Party and very much sort of appealing to Republican voters who maybe aren't real happy with the establishment.
And is that going to be a problem? Do you see that for the GOP headed into the election, when you get into the real meat of the election season, that the Tea Party and maybe what is the rank and file of the Republican Party don't necessarily see eye to eye?
I think that's absolutely going to be a major factor here. We're going to have a big contest here between the establishment and sort of the Tea Party. If you look at the most recent poll of, when they asked Republicans, who would you like to run for president, the two winners are Jeb Bush and Rand Paul. And you have two very different figures here. So if that is a trend that sort of sustains itself into more of the election season, we're going to have a big fight for sort of the soul of the Republican Party.
Ukraine and immigration when the Talk Radio Countdown show moves along in a couple of moments.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay?
Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're focused on the items of interest on News Talk Radio, News Talk Television, for the week ending Friday, the 28th of February. And as we've proceeded up the ladder, we're at number four, Ukrainian unrest. Here are our hosts Tom Collins and Laura Mack talking to Congressman Randy Neugebauer of Texas about the protests and the violence going on in the Ukraine.
The people over in the Ukraine, it's been extremely volatile.
Yeah.
Well, it's been terrible. And, you know, I think possibly now with the administration, you know, stepping down and, you know, the opportunity here now for the Ukraine people to kind of reform their government, have some elections, and hopefully move in a more democratic process. But as you know, the last few weeks over there have been tremendously a lot of turmoil, and unfortunately a lot of people lost their lives. Mm-hmm. And so I think one of the things that we need to see now is for the free nations to step in and help them through this transition period and hopefully keep the Russians from getting too much involved in this. You know, I think a lot of the reasons that we had so much instability over there is quite honestly from the Russian influence.
I was seeing some of the reports and just, you know, some of the, I guess, clips from newsreels and things like that of Putin and his involvement, and it's just, you know, you really don't know where he stands. It's almost like there's some sort of secondary agenda.
Well, I never trust Putin on anything. I mean, I still think he's a communist, and, you know, he rules with an iron fist in his own country. And he sees, you know, the Ukrainians is trying to kind of really associate themselves more with the EU. It's kind of a threat to the region. And so I think he was trying to resist that as much as possible. And I think he will continue to intervene in this as they begin to, you know, establish a new country, new leadership. As I move forward,
where do you think the Russian policy is going to end up in support? I mean, do you think that they're actually behind and supporting different factions right now? Because oftentimes, you know, in the past, the United States has done that, and we support people that, you know, often turn around and you know, bite the hand that fed them, or helped them, or protected them, or supplied them.
Yeah, you know, sometimes picking, you know, the succession leadership in countries is you know, not always work out, as you said. And one of the things that we do know, I think, in the past is Putin has, you know, gotten involved in supporting, you know, some of the leadership in that country. And whether, you know, how involved he was, it's hard to say. But my guess is he will continue to be that way. And I think one of the things that, as you point out, even when we've done that, sometimes when you think you're picking the right leader for succession, you know, it doesn't turn out that way.
Immigration legislation number 5 this week on the TRCS. Here's talk host Gloria Neal with State Senator Jesse Ulibarri. They talk about the state of Colorado joining the growing number of states that provide driver's licenses to illegal immigrants.
Last year, Senate Bill 251, introduced by Senator Jesse Ulibarri, that would allow non-citizens to obtain a driver's license, passed, and now state officials say the plans are on track for implementation. So what is the thinking behind this particular bill?
So last year when we introduced the bill, we were in the same position we're at today, mm-hmm. which is that Congress has failed to enact comprehensive immigration reform. Mm-hmm. And in its absence, we have thousands of folks in our communities who are driving their kids to work or driving their kids to school or driving themselves to work. And we have a state law that changed about a decade ago that said folks can't get a driver's license, which largely means they can't get insurance. So we have a bunch of uninsured motorists on the road. And it's due to federal inaction that we can't solve the issue at the federal level. So the idea was to ensure that folks could be licensed and insured as they drive on the roads here in Colorado.
It wasn't also the thinking that individuals who get in accidents, but certainly I don't want to leave the impression that everyone who is involved in a hit and run is someone who is a non-citizen or someone here who is here illegally, because that is not the case. But people who are here illegally, and again, I will warn folks, and I've said this before, should not conjure up people who have come here south of the border. Folks who are here who are illegal or non-citizens are not just people who are south of the border. There are many folks who are here. But it does speak to a bigger issue, that is, if you are not here and or you are not in the country legally, you are less prone to stop if you do something illegally. And if you don't obey or know the rules of the road, you are less prone to stop, correct?
So this is one of the reasons why the Colorado Chiefs of Police and the Sheriff's Association of Colorado endorsed the bill. They knew that by having a valid form of identification in the state of Colorado, these motorists would feel more comfortable engaging with law enforcement, not only if they'd been involved in the accident and it was their fault, but actually if they were the victim of an accident. We've
right.
had people, you know, be rear-ended and be told, well, you don't have a license, so you give me $500 and I have to report you to police.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of exploitation happens all the time, unfortunately, and that's what our law enforcement community has seen, and that's why they've said that they're in support of this bill.
Up next, Affordable Health Care Act, Bitcoin's disappearing, and soldiers disappearing from Afghanistan, on the way here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
March is finally here, and you know what that means. It's the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. Look for the green tags and get your new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. That's not a big deal. It's a huge deal. Like a Rogue acoustic guitar for only $39, or D'Addario guitar strings, three sets for $10. Seriously, spot the green tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of green tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Grainger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The hot hits in talk radio, the top topics. Doug Steffen here reviewing, moving up to number 6 on the countdown, the subject of health care. Host Ray Dunaway talking to medical analyst Dr. Andrew Sulner about a story of a woman who has cancer, whose treatment was not covered by the Affordable Health Care Act, and whether this is a unique situation or something more widespread.
This story, essentially, she had a policy which, under the provisions of the ACA, was ruled to be insufficient, so she had to find a new policy. The new policy will not cover this drug that was being used to treat her cancer. So did you see the article, and what are you seeing in practice?
I did see the article, Ray, and it's unfortunate because the great irony is that myself and many cancer advocates and cancer organizations supported the ACA because it would ensure coverage for people who had prior conditions. And here's an unfortunate person whose treatment, which is really for palliation of her symptoms, won't be covered by her new policy. We're not seeing a lot of this, Ray. The main complaint we've had from patients is that their new policies cost more, but that they still cover the medications they need. We've had one or two other patients where the policy may or may not cover some of their medications, and I think there's confusion on the part of the insurance companies about exactly what the new policies will cover. Certainly in this case, for the agent from whom she bought the new policy to not know whether the policy would cover her medication or not is unconscionable. Yeah. You know, they should really know what it covers and what it doesn't.
Actually, the drug was sandostatin, I believe.
Right.
It slows tumor growth. It also reduces the symptoms that may be present.
Right.
But as you say, it's palliative in that it's not a cure. It is very expensive as well. It's about $14,000, like you said, for the first 2-3 months of the year.
Right.
So it's expensive. It's not going to cure you. It will just make the symptoms more tolerable. So, you know, I guess that's the equation you have to deal with.
It is the equation, right? And it's interesting because in the same issue of the Wall Street Journal, there was an article on why palliative care should be completely covered by all insurance policies. So, you know, because actually if palliative care is done well, it's better for the patient's quality of life, and it's actually less expensive, ultimately, for the insurance company to provide care for that patient. So there really is a disconnect between sort of what their policies are and what was provided for this one unfortunate person. My hope is that she will be able to negotiate with the company to get coverage for this expensive drug, which is really the only drug for this condition that helps to control symptoms and to some degree helps to control the tumor as well.
The Bitcoin controversy, number 7 on the Countdown Show. Here is Melissa Francis from Fox talking to Ron Paul about the disappearance of all these millions of dollars worth of Bitcoins this past week.
What do you think of what's going on with Mt. Gox?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not too surprised about it, but to me, the only disappointment is that we haven't seen real good competition, you know, with our dollar. I still think gold and silver is the real competition. So I'm not surprised at all what's happening. I never predicted that this type of digital currency is going to be able to replace it someday. It might help, substitute for it once the Fed destroys the dollar, which is inevitable. And then other things will come about. But I've been so much involved in hard assets and something you can hold and touch.
So you don't like the idea of a digital currency?
Well, I like the idea of competition. If somebody else can figure something out and they don't commit fraud, see, there's a lot of questions now about whether there has been any fraud. So, no, the concept, I want to make it legal, and I want competing currencies, but no fraud. And I believe that a digital currency was legitimate, and the government should never interfere and close it down. That's my biggest concern.
But doesn't this all make, you know, sort of an argument for government regulation? Because you look at the amount of money that now people can't find, whether it's disappeared or not. You know, $350 million, in digital currency that has now been separated from its rightful owners. No one has any idea where it is. That seems to be a cry to bring in regulators.
What good has the regulators ever done? We've been having super regulations since the 1930s, and we've sure had a lot of booms and busts and inflation.
Well, but if a bank goes out of business, I mean, you can get your money back. It's insured. You know where it is. But if you're not physically holding your money in your hand, go ahead.
Actually, that's one of our biggest problems, is that creates the moral hazard, and that is why banks, when they get free money, and then they can make all the mistakes in the world, and they're always guaranteed, they're the source of your financial bubble. So that in itself is a problem. The market regulates. If it's not there and the consumers know about it, the producers get punished. So I think the market is much tougher today. You know, 5 years ago when we had our crisis, a lot of people were bankrupt, in big trouble, and the regulators came in and bailed out all the people who were ripping us off. So the regulations are always written by the people who are getting regulated. So the banks, you know, get control of the regulators as well as the congressmen, and they write the rules. So it doesn't do any good to have these regulations. I think the regulations of the marketplace, yeah, you suffer the consequence, you go bankrupt if you don't do right. But if you bail out the people who make the mistakes and put the burden on the middle class and the poor, then you can't cry for more regulation.
Number 8 on the countdown, the what's happening in Afghanistan. Host Rebecca Marshall and Steve Leader talked to White House correspondent Peter Mayer from CBS about the reasons the president announced the possibility of bringing all of our troops home from Afghanistan by the end of the year.
The president is threatening to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan if Kabul doesn't sign a security pact to protect our soldiers there. So what's with the resistance from Hamid Karzai to give legal legitimacy to U.S. troops staying in the country?
He has been demanding some conditions that the U.S. finds unacceptable, among them trying to restrict the movement of U.S. Military personnel, Rebecca, as they pursue suspected terrorists or other enemies in Afghanistan. So the U.S. obviously is saying, you know, this guy, even in his own country, can't order U.S. soldiers who have been trying to safeguard his country for many, many years in the longest war. He can't order conditions for them. So that's been the holdup on this security agreement.
This threat that the U.S. would pull all its troops up by the end of this year, is that realistic physically? Could that be done, Peter?
Absolutely. It could be done, and the president's told the Pentagon to start the contingency planning to do it. There are those, especially next door in Pakistan, who fear that this would lead to a huge power vacuum and maybe even civil war, Steve, in Afghanistan, which is already on shaky ground.
Peter, you may not know this, but what might this mean for POW Bo Bergdahl, who's from Idaho? What might this mean for him?
Well, you know, it doesn't make it any easier. That's a very complicated situation. There were stories that surfaced last week about a possible swap for some detainees who were held at Guantanamo. It's very difficult to divine exactly what effect this would have on his case.
Coming up, yet another discussion of global warming and the NFL rounds out the Talk Radio Countdown Show list of items of interest as we continue here on the Countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
My name is Doug Steffen. The program is called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's see here. Global warming. Here is Christiane Amanpour talking to astrophysicist Neil deGrasse about the battle between politics and science in the discussion of global warming.
How do educators and scientists like yourself try to combat what really is a fringe minority who refuses to accept facts and science? For instance, the British Environment Minister himself has said that a temperature rise of 1 or 2 degrees would only be modest.
Yeah, so when politicians start analyzing the science, I don't know what to say at that point. But are we going to wait until the coastlines get redrawn as the glaciers melt off of Antarctica and Greenland? Do you know if we lose the glacier ice that the sea level will rise, about 80 meters? And this changes the coastlines of the world. And the great cities of the world are on shorelines for an important reason. These were where shipping and trade had occurred. And so do you want to wait until that happens to say, oh, oops, oh, we had our policy didn't reflect the reality? So what we do in Cosmos is just highlight for you how and why science works and why it empowers you to make informed decisions about the world. As I said, so that you can become a better shepherd of this planet. We have huge issues facing us in energy and transportation and health and security. So Cosmos, the TV series, is not just about, oh, look at these pretty pictures of the universe, although we got plenty of those. Or pretty renderings of movement through the cosmos. Yes, we've got that. But at the end of every episode and at the end of the series, our goal is for you to say to yourself, wow, science has completely shaped the world in which we live. Science and its first cousin, technology, has completely shaped the world we live. And this is how science works. And this is why I understand what a truth is. And here's how I can detect when people's philosophies are interfering with the dissemination of those ideas and that knowledge.
Number 10 item on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is the NFL's N-word penalty. Here host Brian Suits talks to legal analyst Royal Oaks about the legality of the NFL imposing penalties and fines against players for what they say on the field.
Can a private organization, and the NFL is a private organization, tax-free, but how can they restrict players' speech on the field?
Yeah, they pretty much can because, you know, they're in the business of pleasing people and putting on a show. And if people are unhappy, and probably have a very good reason to be unhappy if the N-bomb is being dropped left and right on the field, then the NFL suffers and attendance suffers and the ratings hurt. And so as a result, if somebody challenges this in court, the NFL would probably win. But, I mean, they're taking it seriously. From what I read, they not only want to punish the players if they drop the N-bomb on the field during the game. They're talking about a 15-yard penalty for the first slur, and the second slur in the game, you're ejected. They're not only talking about that, but they're saying the entire league, front office, equipment room, locker room, on the field, off the field, we don't want to see the N-word. So they're really trying to police language to the extent you're talking about the game situation where, as I was talking about, if the fans are going to be horrified and the ratings are going to drop, then they're really on solid ground. When they get into the equipment room and the business office and they start policing language there, then your free speech concept, it can kick in. And it's kind of like the freedom of religion. We've seen bunches of lawsuits over this issue in terms of, for example, you know, you want a religious photo on your desk. You want to hand out a religious tract to your pals at the office and maybe talk to them and proselytize and convince them to join your church. You dress a certain way that perhaps is unusual and causes eyebrows to go up. That results in lawsuits, and the courts usually say, well, you got to be reasonable. You know, if the guy's obsessing about religion and interfering with work, the answer is no. If he just occasionally wants to hand out a tract or display a picture, the answer is probably yes. So here you're going to have, I would think, a kind of a split decision. If you have a fight, I would think the courts are going to uphold the team's right to keep it off the field to make sure their image is scrubbed up.
Recapping the NFL's N-word penalty, number 10 on the countdown this week. Winter weather, global warming, number 9. Afghanistan, number 8. The Bitcoin controversy. What in the world is that all about? Number 7. Number 6, issues with the Affordable Health Care Act. Immigration legislation, number 5. Ukrainian unrest, number 4. Presidential race, number 3. Military budget cuts, number 2. And Arizona's anti-gay bill, number 1 item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks for listening. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.